be nice. He used to be normal. He used to be my friend. Then you suddenly changed. You started wearing vinyl pants and blowing kisses to strangers. You affected an Alsatian accent and ran off with a cellist and made dramatic love on a gondola with a Contessa in furs. You started smoking bergamot cigarettes. You wanted to be interesting, so you rented a wolf. You had your elbow pierced. You bought a stuffed owl. You learned all the words to Parsifal and went to the opera dressed as a mermaid. You took on Wii lessons and started using encaustic and designing hats for a wealthy theatrical family in Budapest. You called the busboy Pablo, you called the desk clerk Franz, you called my mother and told her I kidnapped your daughter. You never answer your telephone, you never miss brunch, you never gain weight, you have perfect teeth and very red lips, and your neck somehow seems to have gotten a little longer. How is that? Then you got a show of your own and started hanging out with lion tamers. You were last seen at the premiere with that Cuban light heavyweight. But was it that heavy Haitian lightweight? You were insulted when I asked you if it was over. You called me a sad sirloin burger. Now you take all my friends boating, and they just smile when I ask them where. You started collecting switchblades and death row pen pals. You stole my Barry White 8-tracks and my favorite shirt. You said I had talent. You called me brilliant. You said I should join a flea circus. You laughed when I dropped that peach Melba in my lap. You only pretended to care. You never show up, you never call, you don't even say hello. You never gave me that Egyptian pedicure you promised me, or that plastic statue at Jelly Roll Morton. You lied to me. Then you rinsed your hair with the essence of pomegranates and the oil of gladiolas. You began calling yourself Carell, then Temujin, then Carell again, then Bob. I thought things were going good. You licked my mosquito bites, you wrapped my feet in seaweed, you fixed my toaster, you fed me pistachio nuts and a special aphrodisiac you said you invented in boarding school. You said I was up there, in the first third of the middle toward the top, with everybody else. You told me to stop being so sensitive. You changed.